Hey, what song is that? Money, 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 money. And we are going to do this, help you save money, invest money, talk about funds, IRAs versus our traditional IRAs versus Roth. And Mr. Bentry Crenshaw is going to talk to us about that. So welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a treat, as today is Tuesday, May the 4th be with you, 2021. This is your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Raku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And as I said earlier with our guest speaker, Labitri Crenshaw, investment specialist with Primerica on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper. And the topic of today is investment, retirement, and college funds. Do It All in the Mall. It's owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, who has been in business over 13 years. And Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores of all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment anywhere and everywhere. You can make a difference, not only nationwide, but worldwide. So take a tour and shop. So please Skype and join in the conversation at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered, as well as welcoming our guest this evening, Sabichi Crenshaw, investment specialist, bringing us wisdom on, I said, the topic of retirement and college funds. And if you need more information, she has a wealth of information, and you can contact her under the carousel of Do It All in the Mall on the client section for scheduling a free consultation, or under the financial tab, Primerica. After we hear a couple of clips on how to set up your emergency fund and how to save money and build wealth when you're in debt.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
A rainy day fund is money that's set aside for an unexpected expense, such as a car breaking down, a trip to the ER, or a loss of income. A rainy day fund is important to help weather the financial impact of unforeseen expenses. When setting up your rainy day fund, there are three aspects to determine: how much to save, how to reach your savings goal, and where to keep the fund. Building up a rainy day fund should be considered as one of your first savings and investing goals. While the main goal of investing is to earn money to be used at a later date, the goal of a rainy day fund is to protect yourself in the present. Ideally, a rainy day fund should have enough money to cover at least 6 months of your household expenses, or longer if you decide. Your goal should be to maintain your standard of living without dipping into your investments or 401k, which could potentially lead to heavy penalties. To start, you can make a list of all your monthly expenses, including rent or mortgage, car payments, grocery bills, and insurance. And don't forget to list smaller expenses, such as cell phones and utilities. When you've created your list of expenses, simply total the amount and multiply it by 6, or however many months you want it to last. This number is the savings goal of your rainy day fund. While it may take time to reach this goal, don't be put off by the effort required. There is no better time to start saving than now. You may ask yourself, how do I start saving for my rainy day fund? The first step is to reduce your spending. When you create your monthly household expenses, ask yourself if everything on the list is necessary. You may notice that you're spending an extra $20 a month on premium cable channels that you hardly watch. While $20 by itself might not be a large contribution to your rainy day fund, every bit helps and adds up over time. After identifying unnecessary expenses to eliminate, the next step is to set aside a fixed percentage of your earnings each month. This amount will be different for every investor, but you should try to make each monthly contribution count. You may want to consider creating a separate account solely for your rainy day fund. Most banks and credit unions will help you create an additional account, and many can even automatically deposit a set portion of your paycheck directly into the account. Because emergencies can happen in the blink of an eye, money in a rainy day fund needs to be liquid so that it can be accessed quickly. This means keeping it in an account where money can be withdrawn without incurring penalties. Such accounts can include checking and savings offered by your local credit union or bank. These both allow you to access your money at any time. You may also consider keeping your rainy day fund in a money market account. A money market account is very similar to a savings account, but with a few differences. Money market accounts typically have minimum balances that must be maintained, and there are transaction limitations per month. In return for these restrictions, you'll have the potential to earn a higher interest rate on your money. A money market account can be a good long-term option once you've reached your rainy day fund goal. Though it won't have the potential to appreciate as much as your stock investments, it's not as susceptible to market volatility. If you haven't yet established a rainy day fund, consider doing so today. No one wants to get caught in a storm without an umbrella.
That's right. Nobody wants to get caught out there in an umbrella.
Building your net worth is a life's journey. It's not something that can happen overnight. And the first step is really to think outside of the financial world. Think about your personal life. What do you want to accomplish? Come up with some goals. You have to give your money meaning, right? Without meaning, your money just seems purposeless. You want to identify where you want to be this time next year, this time in the next 5 years, and then start to plan. The Schwab Modern Wealth Survey found that 60% of Americans with a written financial plan say that they feel financially stable. That is far more than those of us who don't have a financial plan. And if you have a plan, you're also more likely to save for a rainy day, you're more likely to pay those bills and avoid debt. As a young adult, you may feel like you have absolutely no money to save, and that could frankly be true. There's a capacity to how much you can do with your money, especially if you have student loans and expenses. But trust me, getting into the habit of saving can be really simple as long as you just commit to a little bit at a time. The key is to make it automatic. So automatically transfer a little bit of every paycheck into a side account. Maybe that's an online account or another savings account within your bank. But the key is to have it leave your hands before you get a chance to spend it and tuck it away, set it aside, kind of set it and forget it. And over the course of 6 months, a year, even just a little bit of saving at a time, $5 a week, $5 a day, whatever you can do, will accumulate and it will motivate you to do more. My number one money tip for everybody, and I've had this philosophy for many years now, it's helped me, it's helped a lot of people, is to believe that no one cares more about your money than you. So what does that mean? That means that when you're out in the world trying to make all the healthy decisions about your money to protect your financial security, you have to be in charge of that. You have to be your biggest financial advocate. Your family loves you, your friends love you, your employer likes you, but at the end of the day, if you want to raise, if you want to get out of debt, if you want to save more money, it is up to you. No one's going to hold your hand or walk you through it or insist even that you do it. It has to be something that has to come from within, and you have to be on top of that.
Wow, that's cool. So please, please, please help me welcome Miss Savitri Crenshaw, Primerica Investment Specialist. Welcome, 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 Miss Savitri. How are you doing today?
Hi, I am great as always. Thank you for having me.
Good.
Back.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So I heard what you said, and I also don't want to be caught out in the rain without an umbrella, right?
Right,
especially
right,
in a tornado, right?
What's
happening across the country is a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But every household needs three accounts. The first one is an emergency fund. The second one is a long-term account. And the third one is a wealth-building account. So we've already previously discussed about an emergency fund. But, yeah, I agree. A minimum of 3 months of living expenses, 3 months if you're married, 6 months if you're single. But, once again, I remember way back in the day, I used to tell my clients to get $10,000 in their account. Well, now it's more like you need $20,000 or $25,000 set aside in your account for things such as COVID, right? A job transfer or a pregnancy or having to go out to take care of a family member unexpectedly and it's leave without pay, right? So all of those different challenges are coming up in the type of environment that we're in now. But when it comes to a long-term account, this will be for like things like a dream vacation or maybe a down payment on a house or that new luxury vehicle you've just been waiting on to get. And then when it comes to a wealth building account, this account would be like for the serious long haul, like 10 years, 15, maybe even 20 years down the road. And so this is the account, though, of how you become financially independent, where you're no longer having to work for pay even or having to depend on others for your pay.
Okay, so when you're first starting off in a job, and I was listening to the clips and whatever, it's probably best to start at that point to set money aside to have that account or that fund so that, you know, when the rainy day comes, you won't be looking like, you know, loosey-goosey with no money in your pocket. I mean, and when you get laid off so quickly, it's like, well, dang, I wasn't expecting that one. So what would you say I know the lady said, you know, $5 here, $10 there, but, you know, and depending on, quote, unquote, how much you make, what is a good amount just to start putting away? You know, $10, $5, $20 out of each?
I recommend at least $50. Start putting something away. But the goal is 10%. And the challenge is most people are driving around in their 10%. When you think about how much people pay for their car notes, that is why their retirement account and other accounts look the way that it does. Because they're spending $400, $500, $600, $800 for a vehicle to impress people on the outside while they're driving in their car on the inside.
That's crazy. That's crazy. They've been living in the car after a while.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And some do, right?
Yeah.
And that's the challenge is that people have to, that's why you can have it, you just have to plan for it. And so I think about even with my car, like I planned for it. I knew that I was going to get this vehicle. I planned for it for years. And then when the time happened, let me go get it. Now is the time to execute the plan. And I just think, unfortunately, and I've said this before, in the microwave society that we have, people just don't want to wait. I want what I want now. I worked hard for what I got, and I deserve, that's the word, I deserve to have this. I deserve to have that. I deserve this and deserve that and deserve that. Then you deserve to have to work until you die. Then you deserve to have to live paycheck to serve, right? Because the opposite is true, too.
Right. The way, if you put it that way, true. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and that's what it is.
True, but people don't look at that. You know, they get a job, and it's like, okay, I'm going to get me a car. I'm going to get a house. I'm going to get this. They haven't even saved any money yet, and they're already thinking about, you know, big dreams and, you know, spending money. And they don't even have anything set aside for, as you say, that rainy day, you know, that fund, you know. You don't have nothing to catch in the umbrella. Nothing.
Absolutely.
So,
you just brought something to my thought process when you mentioned something. You said people want to buy a house, right? And I was thinking about how statistically homeowners, it's like one out of four people may be a homeowner, right? And I was thinking as you were talking, like, well, why is that the case? Well, it's exactly what you just said, because people aren't in a position to buy a home. They're not in the position because they usually have not saved enough money for the down payment, closing costs, et cetera. But homeowners are more savers than not, because they have to think about, oh my gosh, if the pipes burst, I need to be able to take care of that. If the AC goes out, if something happens with the HOA and I got to make an HOA payment, like all these things they subconsciously think about, where they're thinking about the fact that they have to save and put aside money just in case.
Okay. Okay. I mean, because like flooding, two people I talked with the other day, both of them had floods in their house. And it's like, well, dang, is this flood season already? But it's like two different places and they had floods. You know, you don't think about that because you think, quote unquote, the pipes are all good and, you know, the house is sturdy. But after a while, things break down. I mean, that happened to me twice in a week. And it wasn't during a cold ice storm. Twice a week. So one Tuesday, I went home and I heard this. I said, what the heck is that? I went to the basement. Pipe had busted. Got that cleaned up. Had ServPro come through, you know, dehumidified the house, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And, you know, was ready for them to, you know, do what they needed to do. That next Tuesday, I came to the house. My daughter needed her tennis shoes. Ma, can you get my tennis shoes? Blah, 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 blah. Went to the house. I heard that. Again, I said, what the, what the? And another pipe had busted. It was like, okay, this is just too much. So I was out of my house from, when was that, October to February 14th to Valentine's Day. You don't plan for that type of stuff at all. I'm just grateful that I had parents in the same town that I could stay with to be able to take me and my daughter in. Otherwise, I probably would have been out on the street. I have no idea, because the house, it was cold. And so you don't, people don't think about that. So that's just a story I want people to think about for those rainy day funds, because it's like, OMG, you know, you don't think about that stuff. So that's just a story that I had. It's just, it's, it haunts me even to this day. But so what do you, what would you say is a good amount? As you say, $50, but really $100 probably is the best thing to put.
But here's
so
the thing,
is it $50
a paycheck? A lot of people don't start. So that's the challenge. We need to get people to start and then they can up it, versus committing to a bigger number and then the next month an emergency happens and then they can't commit to it anymore.
Right, right.
So we just want people to start. You can always up it, but at least start with something.
Yes, that's it. Said people says, well, I just started working. How am I going to give up money? Well, how? Why not? You just started working, like you said. So why don't you start putting money away so you don't miss that money later on down the road? Then it's going to be easier. It says, I'm so glad I had this money. I'm so glad I started when I started. True?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
I tell you, you handle things differently when you have money. It's not a big deal.
Right.
And it can be the littlest things, but it can turn into a big deal. Like today is a perfect example. My son Liam, right? So he comes from out of daycare. Oh, I get a message from the teacher. Hey, we went outside earlier. Keep in mind it was raining earlier, but okay. So, hey, we went outside earlier. And Liam's pants got dirty, blah, blah, blah. So we switched out his pants. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So I'm looking at stuff, and I'm looking at his pants. I say, Liam, how did you get a hole in your right kneecap of your pants? Like, what's going on? Mm. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is like the second pair of jeans that you have a hole in. What is going on? It's the same right size. He said, oh, well, I'm like bending down and playing on the concrete, right, and playing on the floor of the concrete outside. And so, and then sometimes I fall, and then it just gets a hole, right? A lot of people right now today, that conversation would have gone very differently, because it's like, oh, my gosh, I spent all this money on these jeans, and here they are now, two pair of jeans with holes. All I said was, oh, okay, well, since you want to do that, then those jeans are going to be the ones that you switch out and you can play in and dirt and stuff at school. And I immediately went to the closet and I saw two brand new pairs of jeans already ready to go, right? So even with him, I do that, making sure that he has what he needs and planning for the future. And so it just becomes a way of life, and then things aren't always an issue. You know, like it wasn't an issue. It was okay, well, now I understand how you got the hole. Huh, makes sense. Well, hey, at least we have new jeans, because we can't be walking around with holy jeans.
Not that young anyway. I mean, you know, when you get older, you can have the little raggedy, rough jeans, but excuse me?
They're not that young, And so even with the kids, I try to operate in the same modality and get 3 months, at least 3 months, of daycare expense, right? So their daycare expense, and now they have sports, just to be forced, so now it's daycare and sports expense in their account. And I'm uncomfortable spending money until they accumulate the dollar amount that I feel comfortable with, right? And so you got to be like that. And so if people met me that really didn't know me, they would probably think, like, yo, she don't have no money. She broke tight with it. Not even realizing that I'm sitting on XYZ. It's just that I don't have to have everything right now. I have learned that I can be patient and wait. I absolutely can wait, and it will be okay. Like, it's really not going.
You will be all right.
It will be there, and it can wait. Like, instant gratification does nothing for me, because, see, you get excited about saving money.
Say it now. Say it.
And so we
got
to do
it,
that
it,
when it comes to our retirement plan, too. And so I think you have a clip that you wanted to play on the difference between a Roth or a traditional, or was it a commercial?
Right. So we're going to go to commercial, a couple commercials, and then we'll go and play the clip.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. All for prices that are lower than low. On food that's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Love that commercial. Need those low, low, low prices delivered? You can find Kroger under the food and drink section at doitallinthemall.com. Just shop for those low, 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 low prices at Kroger.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
So I want to welcome back Mr. Vitree Crenshaw on the topic of the evening, investments, retirement, and college funds. And you guys are more than welcome to call in and join the conversation at 845-241-9985. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate. Please call in and join the conversation. I'm going to roll the clip on Roth IRA versus traditional IRA. What is the difference?
I want to take a question. This is from Stacy from the Everyday Millionaire Facebook group, and she asks, What's the difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, and any tax implications? Okay, Stacey, good question. So with the traditional IRA, you're putting money in there, and when you get ready to pull it out, you're going to pay taxes on that money, similar to a 401k. A 401k is a pre-tax investment tool. It means I'm putting money in, I haven't paid taxes on it, but later when I get ready to pull it out, I will have to pay taxes at age 59 and a half when I start to access that. However, with a Roth, it's after-tax dollars that you're putting in there. So you're going to be dealing with tax-free growth. So you don't have to deal with the government anymore. You don't have to deal with taxes anymore. So it gives you a great opportunity just to continue to let the money grow. So tax implications on traditional, you'll have to pay taxes. On the Roth, because it's after-tax dollars, right, you've already paid taxes on this money, it's going to grow tax-free. So, Stacey, there's the key. Also, I want you to go to my website. I've got an investing PDF on there that'll walk through and define a lot of terms for you. Just go to chrishogan360.com/start now.
All right, now. So welcome back, Ms. Savitri. As we go into Roth IRAs versus traditional IRAs, you can expound on more of the difference.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So as we begin the conversation of retirement, this is where we kind of have a come to Jesus moment, and you ask yourself, how much money is enough money for you to live comfortably and not return to work? Like, how long will your retirement assets last you? Still have a mortgage when you get to retirement? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. What is an IRA? Well, just the definition alone is individual retirement account. So it's an individual retirement account, which means no, you and your spouse, or you and your boo thing, or you and your best friend, or you and your cousin. Okay? No one other than you can have
individual,
like a joint account.
Not spouse.
That's right. I is individual. Okay. So each person needs to have their separate account, all right? When tax season begins, we typically refer to this time as IRA season because you still have time to make contributions to the previous year for deductions of tax purposes, okay? So this year, just as a reminder, the tax deadline is May 17th. Now, keep in mind, of course, that contribution limits differ for persons over the age of 50. So let's talk about the retirement plan on your job, right, versus having a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. And by your job, I mean anything that's, like, attached to your job. So a 401k, a 403b, a TSP, a TSA. Look, any of that stuff, okay? That's all your typical
anything with some alphabets,
absolutely, right? Alphabet soup is usually what I say. So let's suppose you have $300,000 in your retirement account at your job, or for this example, in a traditional IRA. You also have $300,000 in a Roth IRA. What's going to be the difference? Well, the difference is this. When it's in a traditional IRA or something that's attached to your job, like the clip said, it is pre-tax, right? So before taxes, which means that eventually you got to pay taxes on it. So that $300,000, when you go to touch it at retirement age, you're usually going to have to pay anywhere from 25% to 33%. So now that $300,000 becomes $200,000. Well, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
That's a hard pill indeed. But if you had your money in a Roth IRA, having $300,000 in a Roth IRA, that money grows tax-free because you already paid taxes on it, okay? And so you go to touch that money at retirement age, right, after 5 years, after 59 and a half, then that $300,000 still remains $300,000. So that's
okay.
A pretty big deal, okay? So the thing
okay, so
about it
right
is...
There, stop right there.
Okay.
Hold on. So, okay, so can the Roth IRA, it grows, so it has like a percentage attached to it, so... You know, every month it grows like a savings account. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, but typically we don't think of a savings account as really having, you know, interest because it's attached to a bank. But a Roth IRA is typically something that's done outside of your employer, and that's typically with an investment firm. And so there is a mutual fund typically. And
mm-hmm.
so it can vary in percentages. We don't talk percentages, but yeah, at an appointment,
right,
that's
right.
where we'll get to see if you have a profile that says you're conservative or moderate or aggressive, and then we look to see what funds will match your particular profile, and then we'll discuss what the rate of return has been for that particular fund.
Okay. Okay. So when you talk to your clients, you talk to them what conservative is, moderate, and aggressive, correct?
I do. Because, see, here's the deal. Your HR
okay.
person or your
mm-hmm.
job is not licensed to discuss things like that or portfolio management. So he or she
correct.
Can properly
correct.
Advise you on whether you should
mm-hmm.
pick conservative, advanced, or aggressive. So how about
okay.
what if you had a question? You would typically have to call a 1-800 number to receive any type of assistance, even something as simple as reading your own statement, right? Like they give no type
oh.
of education as it pertains to that. Yet with the Roth
mm-hmm.
IRA, specifically like dealing with me, then you'll have a strategy and a true game plan to achieve your financial goals, right? And so a quick rule of thumb is if you say you make like $50,000 a year, then you need to put away $1 million. And if you make $100,000 a year, oh, yeah, then you need $2 million saved. And it's interesting you said, whoa, because, see, what if we were told that number at 16
mm-hmm.
or 30 or 45? What would life
be
look like now if you knew that you needed to save $1 million for retirement by
mm-hmm.
50 or $2 million
mm.
by 50? So then here's the thing. We know it now. Who else are we going to tell? Like our children, our grandchildren.
Right.
Because how much money
right.
will they need in the future? Right. So I know earlier you
oh,
were asking
goodness.
For a number. Oh, yeah. They got to
mm-hmm.
save too, right? So they got to
mm-hmm.
learn from our mistakes. So I know earlier you were asking for a number about, like, well, how much should a person put away? I know when I sit down with my
mm-hmm.
clients, I tell them, listen, pick a number, anything from $50
mm.
a month to $500 a month, and start there.
Okay.
But the key is starting, because most people
starting, right.
procrastinate and never start
mm.
anything. And then they wake up
mm-hmm.
and they're in their fifth, and they're like, oh, my gosh, retirement is right there, and I'm not ready. I don't even have $50,000
yeah.
saved. I don't even have $100,000 saved.
Hand.
I don't even have two
That's
years
my
of my salary saved. I don't even have 3 years
nope.
of my salary saved.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So then they end up within 5 years going back to work for pay because, ooh, look at this. This just dropped in my spirit. Because they wanted to play, and now they got to pay.
Right. You got
to
pay to
play.
Play.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So,
see, that's
I know
the saying called you pay now or you pay later.
Right, right, right. Because I know when I first started on my first job, and that was with IBM, and we had TDST, which was Tax Deferred Savings Plan. I mean, they kind of had you start as soon, like day one, which was nice because then I got laid off or whatever, they downsized. So I had some dollars, you know, so I wasn't just looking like, you know, Lookout Lucy and didn't have no money. So that was wonderful. So, you know, as I changed jobs, they have us kind of sort of, because HR can't tell you what to do, like you say. So if you have somebody outside, a financier or somebody who can help you, a broker, I guess you could say, to help you with your different IRAs and what have you, and put you in a direction. So a lot of people, y'all listen, if you have questions. Oh, I do have a question. My hand is raised. Okay, because when I moved from Washington State, I couldn't have my money stay in Washington State. I had to bring it down here. Why is that? Does that make, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't have my...
It's called a rollover. It's not so much Washington State. It's just that you don't want to leave old money with an old company because of what happened with Enron.
Well, no,
forget Enron because that was so far away. It's about, even now with COVID, companies are going out of business. And
mm-hmm.
so when you leave a company,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you're no longer there, as soon as you hit the 12-month mark and you're no longer there, the law says that they do not have to do anything in that account. They don't have to look at it. They don't have to balance the funds. They don't have to do any type of management to it. They don't have to do anything. Well, if they're not even looking in your account and checking on stuff, then we want to make sure that we leave, you know, and do what's called a rollover and roll that thing right over to you so that you can check on your money. Because they don't care about your money. They didn't care about you when you was an employee. Why are they going to care about your money?
Hold on. I mean, because what happened was I wasn't with that. I was with another company, not another company, but an investment company. So it wasn't even attached to my, my job. It's with, you know, somebody my dad had said, okay, this is who we're with. So I went with them same. So I think I was with like Fidelity or something. I don't remember who it was. Anyway, but when I left Washington, I had to, I'll say, just bring my money with me, which is, it was okay. But I liked the people who I was with in Washington, and I couldn't stay there. That's
who told you that you had to bring it with you? That's what I'm asking.
Well, not really bring it with me, but yes.
Right. So let me tell you why that was. It's because they didn't have the license. So when it comes to investment, the law states that you have to be licensed in the state where the client lives.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
you
I just wanted to bring that to the forefront because people didn't know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had a financial advisor in Washington, and then you moved to, for example, Florida. Well, the person you were talking to in Florida did not have a license in Washington and said, hey, look, you need to move that money over here to Florida because you're in Florida now, you live in Florida, blah, blah, blah. And that's why. It's just like when somebody called me, I had a life insurance client call me and say, hey, I want to set up a Roth IRA. I looked, when I looked, I Googled you. I had to Google myself, actually, and I Googled myself. I said, oh, my goodness, I don't have my investment license in North Carolina. Well, that's an easy fix. I took a piece of paper out of a notebook. Piece of paper out of a notebook and wrote a letter, which said, hey, please, it said, greetings, team, smiley face, please add the state of North Carolina to my investment account. Thank you.
Wow, okay.
I took a picture of it and I emailed it in, and 2 days later, I got the email from FINRA telling me that I was approved to do business in the state of North Carolina. That's how quickly it could have happened. However, you have to pay an annual fee every single year for every single state. I have like 14 states. So it can become pretty pricey because, for example, that if the client is only doing like $50 a month, right, which means I got paid $1.50, but to get the license, say it costs $200, it's not worth, you know, and it's a $200 annual fee. It's not worth keeping North Carolina if it was just that one client who, you know, it's $1.50 commission that I would make. So that's why, the real reason why.
Okay. Okay, so do you go out and, or do people come to you and say, hey, are you licensed in Utah? I'm just throwing stuff out.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Okay.
If I'm not, for example, because how investments work, unlike life insurance,
uh-huh.
well, it's similar but
uh-huh.
a little bit different. How investments
okay.
work is you just write a letter, how I did. You know, you just send it in. Like,
okay, okay.
In this particular state, because it's not the state wants to make money. That's what it is. The state wants money for you to
okay.
do business in their state. They want you to pay. So you just write, hey, add Utah to my investment license, and then 2 to 3 business
mm-hmm.
days later, it's added, and then you do the transaction. That's it.
Okay, okay. So you don't have to read any rules and regulations or anything like that.
Nope.
You just add it as a
nope.
writer type of thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. You just add states. And as long as they get paid every year before December 31st, they do not care. That's it. You just add states.
No, this is good information. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That helps. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
I think we have a commercial, and then we'll go into college plans.
Okay, before we do, I think we were talking about grands, kids, how much money we need for the future. We didn't talk about procrastination.
Don't procrastinate. Get started. Like, that's the biggest reason as to why people don't become financially independent, because they do not start at all. They use every excuse.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but a lot of single moms and moms, right? Single moms and moms
uh-huh.
use children as the reason as to why they can't save. I was reading an article where it talked about the black female and how the black mom had to make the choice of her retirement and the children's college fund, because for most
okay.
of them, it's the first child to go to college, and because we overvalue a college degree here in the United States, they chose to do, like, parent plus loans and things like that, which made it impossible for them to do both give money to their children's education and to then save for retirement simultaneously.
Okay. Just getting started. And they do have these programs and things like TUIT, you know, when you're a baby, you can start putting money into that type of a fund. Have you ever heard of TUIT? TUIT, I think it's called.
You're talking about for like a college fund, or what type of fund are we talking about?
I'll say college because I just know that, you know, you could start putting money away. I think it is for college. I think you're right, because it's like intuition. That's what I think it's called, TUIT. But so you could start putting money away for your grandchild, or, you know, if I wanted to put money into the fund for a grandchild, so it's there, so they won't have all these funds to pay later on down the road, blah, 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 blah. So what do you think about those types of programs?
I was trying to look it up, but I didn't find it. I mean, I saw something that was like a stock, but that was over in the UK.
Get to it or something. Hold on. I'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get it, just let me know. If it's like a college fund, then
uh-huh.
it kind of depends on the parent, right, when it comes to college funds.
Okay.
So the most popular one would be like a 529. You hear a lot of commercials about a 529. And the great thing
okay.
about a 529 is that it has some tax advantages for qualified educational expenses, okay? It can be used for a student of any age. That's pretty key, because students are getting their master's. Some students are in a doctoral
okay.
program. Some students go back to school later in life, right? So if there's funds still available, then it doesn't have like an expiration date per se, as long as the student is in school. Like most programs, the funds grow, earnings growth tax deferred, okay? So tax deferred.
Okay.
And
right,
qualified
right.
distributions are tax-free, okay? One of the best things about the 529 is that you can change the beneficiaries. That's huge, especially if you have multiple children and you're like, oh, well, child one and two, yeah, they not college bound. But child three, you know, yeah, they gonna go. So you can change the beneficiaries, and that's good because here it is, you've been saving money all this time, and then Johnny turns 18 and says, I'm not going to college. Well, wait, you done put 50 grand away. Who's going to get the 50 grand? Uh-huh. Okay, well, now Mary Sue will now get it, right? So that's one thing.
Gotcha.
And also parents really enjoy the fact that the parent or the owner, right, maintains control over the asset. So that's a good deal as well. So here it is, no, you didn't turn 18 and here's this 50 grand that I saved for you for college. No. And you go out and buy a car. Not happening. So the parent still has control over that. And also contributions are not limited based on your income. So some of the other plans that I talk about, you can't put in more money because there's a limit based on the parent's income. But the 529, you could be a billionaire and, you know, be able to put up to $75,000 a year away for a child's college. Now, that may sound like a lot of money, but right now you're talking at college being – exactly, because you're talking at college being anywhere from – $150,000 to $250,000. That's what college costs right now in the United States.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. And then a key thing that I do want to point out, and I think a lot of people skip over this, is that the choice of their type of portfolio is managed by a professional fund manager. All right, so these are people like myself that have all these investment licenses that are picking the funds because we've done the research on the funds. We've done the due diligence to craft together a strategy for the long haul over the next 15 or 18 or 10 years, whenever you're going to need the money for the student. So that's the 529. The next one is the UGMA. Okay, so the UGMA. And the UGMA, again, can be used for any expense to benefit the child. However, only part of the earnings may be tax exempt. Only part of them, okay? Not only that, instead of being able to put away $75,000, you can only put away up to $15,000. That may sound like a lot, but it's really
it's not. That's
like,
just
no,
a drop in the
not.
Hat. That's, no.
It sure
it's
is.
Just,
I think
that
about
is, that's
what,
books.
Right. So, and I was thinking about, like, how much, because typically how people do it is, you know, once you have daycare, you're used to kind of paying that daycare bill, whatever your bill is, $700,000, mine $1,350, right? I have two kids in daycare. So you probably get used to paying that bill. Well, Liam is now about to go to kindergarten. In fact, he takes his kindergarten test tomorrow. But he's about to go to kindergarten. So some parents decide to put their children in public school at that age and put that $800 or $1,000, whatever they were paying for daycare, put it into a college fund. Because you're already used to paying daycare for three, four, 5 years now. Yeah, you're so used to it that it's like, you know what, let me go ahead and not buy a new car or truck, but go ahead and put that money away for college, right? But here's the challenge with the UGMA and why a lot of parents don't get it. You cannot change the beneficiary. So if Johnny says, I ain't going to college, if Johnny says, I ain't going to no college, then there's nothing you can do about it because at age 18 or 21, Johnny gets access to that money, whether it's $10,000 in the account or $100,000 in the account. Johnny gets access to the money, And if he say he ain't going to college and decide to go buy a Ferrari, there's nothing you can do about it.
Because it's in his name.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So how does he get the money? So do the courts turn over? Okay, so I know this is morbid or whatever. So what if the child passes away?
So then, yeah, it would default
and you put all this money.
It would just default back to the parent, but you got to probably pay taxes on it. It's not going to, the child for educational expenses. Yeah, maybe they could use it for themselves, set up a 529 for them, put it in their name, go to school, do something like that. They could transfer it over to the next child, or they could transfer it over to the grandchild, or they could transfer it over, so they could put it in somebody else's name.
Right.
Okay. And then last but certainly not least is the Coverdale. It's very, very, very similar to the UGMA, which is why parents don't usually get it. But, hey, I'm presenting options, right? These are the top three when it comes to college funds. So
college
the
fund
Coverdale,
mm-hmm.
The Coverdale, just like with all of them, qualified educational expenses, earnings, however, grow tax deferred, and qualified distributions are tax-free from federal income taxes. However, you can only put $2,000 in the account a year. What
That's
is $2,000 going to do?
That's
Tell me that. Like, that don't even cover books for the year or a meal plan. Like, nothing. Nothing. $2,000. That's like a technology fee in parking.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, you can put $2,000 in the account. You can change the beneficiary, and the parent, right, or the account owner maintains control over them little bit of assets. But another thing
you can't
put more than $110,000. Which most people, don't make more than that in the United States. So, in this particular instance, all of the money must be dispersed by age 30 to the beneficiary to avoid taxes or penalties. Now, here's the deal. Just like with the UGMUG, the owner has to do the research and choose investments. You don't get a professionally managed fund manager like with the 529. You got to pick your own investments, do your own research, and hope for the best that you pick the right one.
Okay. Unless they come to people like you who can say, this is the best thing to do. Hello.
Correct. And so there's a big difference in just talking to somebody about, hey, what do you think I should do, right? Your neighbor, your coworker, things like that, versus sitting down, having those courageous conversations with a true investment specialist. Like, one of the things that I tell my clients all the time, literally Google me, right? And go to FINRA, F-I-N-R-A. So go to Google, type in FINRA broker check. So, yes, I am a broker. So type in FINRA broker check and then start typing in people's names, Devitri Frenchell. And it will show you my licenses, what state I have my licenses in, what type of licenses I have, how many investment licenses that I have. It shows all your business. It shows if you've had any complaints. It shows if you've ever, lost clients' money and things like that. It shows everything. So
and
I
what
always
is it?
Challenge
Say it again.
My clients. FINRA, F-I-N-R-A. Yeah, so I just go to
check.
Google. Yeah, I go to Google and type in Google. Okay, and then type in my name, Savitri Crenshaw, S-A-V-I-T-R-I, Crenshaw, C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W. It's funny. Out of all the investment specialists and brokers in the world, there's only one Savitri.
If they know how to spell your name, that is.
I know, that's right. S is in Sam, A, D is in Victor, I, T is in Tom, R, I, C, V, 3, S, A, V, I, T, R, I.
See, I got, let me see if I can put the smaller so it's not, there we go, okay, or bigger or something. Whatever. I search button, click, I agree to broker terms. Ooh-wee, 14 years. No disclosure. So you are regulated by FINRA. And so FINRA stands for financial something, something?
Yep, something, something.
Okay.
I used to remember it. I just don't have to remember it anymore. So, but
right,
yeah.
Right, you're so funny.
Yep.
But no, you guys, it's just that easy. Just FINRA broker check and voila, it's right there. It's not that hard to find.
And see,
I mean, you know, she's got credentials.
I have people do that all the time because a lot of people that just have an insurance license try to portray to the public as if they are a professional in the area of investments. And by law, they are not. And so you can go around saying that you are what you're not, right? And so FINRA actually stands for Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. This is one of the best questions.
We can Google it.
Let me think about it.
Oh, goodness. But no, you and I are like, we just be Googling everything. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that's
hey, look,
been
look,
a good
look.
Evening.
It says, look, they added North Carolina. Well, glory. Thank you. And you see, when you look at the
glory.
Well, they sent me the email, but I'm saying you can see it here. And you see how it says a B somewhere. Oh, yeah, it says B. And then I think, down at the bottom, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, a B stands for broker. A B stands for broker. Because you can be an agent or you can be a broker. So I'm a broker. I have offices. People work with me. I oversee their investment strategies. I approve it or deny it. Okay.
All right now. We previously registered, disclosures, nothing to disclose. This is a lot of info. This is wonderful. So you all, in case you were kind of leery about somebody. Right. But, I mean, this is good business because it knows they know you're legit. It's, you know, they you can't hide from what's here. I mean, you've got registrations, California, D.C., Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And you, let's see. Did North Carolina. Okay. So the only reason why you haven't done both Carolinas is because you don't have any customers in that South Carolina, correct, as of right now?
Correct. So I don't just go and pay, because remember, it's an annual fee.
Correct.
So
right. You don't do this, don't do willy-nilly.
To maintain my licenses. So unless I have a client, you know, with a couple assets, then it's just not
worth it. Right. Uh-huh. And basically, don't the clients cover your registrations?
No.
I mean, if you have one or two.
No, that's what I was explaining. Like this, not at all. No, like this particular client, only because she was my life insurance client, did I add North Carolina. But she's only. It is what it is. She's starting with $50 a month for her Roth IRA. Well, $50 a month only pays me $1.50. So
I heard you $1.
So here it is. I'm paying hundreds of dollars to register in North Carolina, and I'm only getting paid $1.50 for that transaction.
Let me see if I can. Who else I can find in North Carolina for you?
Right.
Wow, this is interesting. Wonderful information. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You
thank
are welcome.
You.
I tell so my got... clients all about this, especially when I'm competing mm-hmm. for business, when it comes to investments
uh-huh.
or if I'm at a client's house and they're like, oh, yeah, my insurance person is going to do da-da-da. I'm like, what's their name? Da-da-da. And it'll say,
mm-hmm.
no results
mm-hmm.
filed. Yeah, your person don't even have an investment license, so they're not going to set up and do nothing. No results found.
Wow.
That's their
just,
thing, right?
They're
okay.
just take
and
your
then
money.
I would say, okay, well, let's make sure, yeah, let's make sure that the site works. Type in my name. Oh, look at that. I'm
uh-huh.
right there. How about that?
Uh-huh.
So the
funny
site
how
does
that
work.
Hmm.
Right.
Wow.
The
yes,
site
it does.
Does work.
Yes, it does.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no investment
right,
license.
Right,
at all.
Right. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. That seems
welcome.
Like that's a good wrap right there. And as we close, I'm going to play a clip that's called The Best College Savings Plans. And so we can let Ms. Abitri go. Do you know what we're going to be talking about next couple of weeks or not yet?
The next level is the Dreams and Goals account and business ownership, entrepreneurship. So that's what's on that level. Because this whole segment has really been on
mm-hmm.
how to build a strong financial house. So we've been building
okay.
it brick
okay.
By brick, level by level by level. And so the next level is goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And most often
mm-hmm.
you accomplish that through entrepreneurship. So we'll talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, the cash flow quadrant, and we'll talk about that dream account.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. We'd like to give Ms. Kabichi a round of applause for this evening's Let's Prosper Investment and Retirement. And, I mean, because this is information people need to know because, you know, kids, it's graduation time, so this is almost like perfect. I mean, it's perfect, but it's like if you didn't start when they were born, you know, then you're going to have all these, you know, debts and stuff, but, you know, you can still start. At least have something, but it's good for those people who have not yet started, who are going to be having children, who think that the children are going to be going to school or may want to go to school. So, you know, it's better now than not at all. You follow me?
Exactly.
So
life happens. I mean, I didn't start when Liam was zero or one or
mm-hmm.
two or three. You know what I mean? So, hey, but I'm starting. And so that's what it is.
Right.
And he'll be all right.
Right.
You know?
He said he will be all right with his
okay.
little credit card and everything. He will
exactly.
be just fine.
He will be okay.
Bless your heart.
He sort of will. Both of them got a house. They all right. Sell it and go to college. Great. So
there you
go.
Hey, you know what? And it's good that you invite us into, you know, what you have done for, you know, your children, you know, started a house, you know, college funds, all these other funds, because it's like, you know, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, my, I'm glad I'm listening because you never think about all these things. You never think about all these things until it's too late. It's like, I wish. That's what the next one should be.
Let
it
me
is.
Throw this free
Dreams
one out
goals.
There to
it's
you
like,
as well.
Uh-huh.
I probably should have said it earlier, but hey, the Holy Spirit is saying now. So one of the other strategies that I'm implementing when it comes to my children is the fact that dual enrollment. And so with the game plan, let me say what the plan is. The game plan will be for them to do dual enrollment while in high school and obtain their associate's degree while in high school so that basically the state has paid for 2 years and I am only committed to their junior and senior year of undergrad. So that's one thing I'm going to
okay.
do. The second thing that I'm going to do
okay.
is called FLEP. It's called CLEP, CLEP. And what it is it's similar to
yes.
like how back when we were in school, you can take an AP class
mm-hmm.
and get AP credit and get college credit. Well, it's the exact same thing,
uh-huh.
but it's called CLEP. CLEP costs $80. It went up from $75 to $80. And what
mm-hmm.
it is it's like literally 33 different, so I should say over 30. So over 30 different classes that you literally can walk into a test exam. Exactly. You can walk into a test exam, take that test, you pass it, you get 3 credits. So what he's going
to do is, as he takes
biology in high school, then his butt will go take the test for biology. As they take Spanish 1, Spanish 2, okay, then you go take the test for Spanish 1, Spanish 2, because all you need is a pass.
And, pass
and here's
done.
The thing. You can take it as many times. So you can take it as many times. Okay, it's only $80. $80 is much cheaper than paying for the course and a book in college.
And then failing.
That part too.
Because
when I was going for my bachelor's,
I was prepping out of a lot of classes. And I'm still going to get my bachelor's. I still only have like a few more hours that I need to finish. And I forgot about these CLEP courses because I think they must have changed it, because I think you could only take so many CLEP courses and you can, how was I going to say, you can take them, but you have to wait, I think, because I don't think you can keep on taking them. At least they could. Before you couldn't.
I mean,
now
this
you
information is as a spring break. Like, I was helping out a mentee, so we pulled it up, what, April 5th or whatever. And while we were in the car, we were going to Tybee Island Beach. And so I had her pull it up. And, you know, I'm like, look, over the summer, because you in 10th grade, you could be taking some of these classes that you took in 9th and 10th grade. Go take the test for it now, because you're going to forget that stuff your junior or senior year. So while it's fresh, go take it now.
Right.
You just pay $20 for a study review, you know, cliff notes or whatever, and then go take the test. And if you fail, then go take it again. If you fail, go take it again. Just keep taking it, because it's cheaper than what the college course is plus the book.
Right. Because it says the 2021 CLEP official study guide is $89. Each exam is $89.
Okay,
and for military is free.
That part I didn't know. I need to. Is it military dependents or is it active?
Military service members may be eligible for a free exam. So select from the options below to add business exams and study materials in each.
I think $10 or something. Yeah, it's like $10 for the study something guide. So, yep, all of it is right there on the site. Yep, so CLEP out. So that's exactly what they're going to do, get as many credits, get that associate's degree while like the day after they graduate high school, then get their associate's degree, and go walk into college as juniors at 18, be done college by 20. Like, and let's go live our lives, be done. I'm only committed to paying for 2 years of college. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you. Thank
and
you,
I
thank
look
you.
Forward to us of talking course. In a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners. I'm going to play this, the best college savings, as we close out. And then I will go through the music and close out our show for today, which was investments, retirement, and college funds. And we want to thank Mr. Beatry again, for being with us and for always being, you know, that what do you want to call it? All that information, that wealth of cornucopia, I guess, of information. So let me play this here, the best college savings plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 529 plan, it was named after the section the tax code, and the primary benefit of opening a 529 plan is the tax benefits. A lot of states out there will give you a state income tax deduction whenever you contribute to it. Your earnings are tax deferred, and if used for qualified education expenses, your withdrawals are 100% federal tax-free and state income tax-free. As far as trying to understand the sea of 529 plans that is out there, it can be overwhelming. There's, as you mentioned, plans that you would invest with a broker, plans that you could go online and open yourself. As far as which plan is best, it really depends on the individual's personal situation.
But I think the key, Sharon, is, you know, you want to look for the ones that have the lowest fees, You want to start these things as soon as you can, and they've just expanded their use, right? And not even just for college, but you can use them in some cases for high school and that sort of thing.
It really depends on what you want to use them for. And, yes, you can now use them for K-12 private school education up to $10,000 a year. But the key is to understand whether you'll still get a state tax deduction for that, because some states don't allow that. Hmm. So you want to consider that. Taxes should not drive your investment strategy. You know, you really need to look at what your growth is, how long you have until your child is going to college, and also how comfortable are you picking your own investments. If you're not that comfortable, an age-based 529 plan may be great. It's going to be on autopilot.
A target date fund.
Target date fund, exactly. And it matures based on their age, so it's going to get more conservative as they get closer to college. So when we have a market turn, you're not going to be as worried.
Interesting.
Casey, I don't know whether it's a misconception, but New Jersey residents do not have to invest in the New Jersey State 529. You can choose any state's 529 plan and put money into it. But where and how do I find out which ones are better than the other ones? Where can I find out whether New York's is better than New Jersey's, is better than California's, is better than Texas's?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. It really depends on what your state of residency is. A great resource that I recommend to look at is savingforcollege.com. It's one of the premier resources that are out there. You can sort by your specific state, by broker-sold plans, direct-sold plans. You can see what the underlying fees and expenses are and if what tax benefits you would get, if any. It's all on that website.
Tyler, another great resource also is Morningstar, and they actually came out with an interesting study looking at whether states that were highly populated, big states, had better plans than smaller states, and they actually found out that bigger states do. And part of what the fee issue is the oversight fee, and the smaller plans may have larger fees, larger oversight fees. So you may want to keep that in mind as you're looking. And also, just because they have really generous tax benefits doesn't necessarily mean they're a really great plan, according to this model.
What happens if your child chooses not to go to college and you've been using it?
You give it to the other child. You can change the beneficiary, at any time.
And how many
you want to go back to grad school?
But if I don't have another child?
You want to go back to grad school?
You can give it to me.
You said you want a PhD. You can use it for yourself. There you go.
But how many times are they transferable, and who's eligible to use them?
Well, anyone can. You can transfer the beneficiary to anyone that you want. You can put it for a niece, a nephew, a godchild. You can put it for, you know, again, wait for yourself. You may want to go back to school. You can use it for yourself. So you are able to change the beneficiary.
And Casey, what happens if I withdraw money not for a qualified education expense?
If you pull money out of a 529 plan and it's not listed as a qualified education expense, you will pay ordinary income tax on your gains plus an additional 10% federal penalty.
But I can take out the what I guess I would call the cost basis, the money that I deposited. That's already been subject to tax, right? So I can take that out tax-free.
Correct, but your withdrawals will be pro rata. So if you have any gain in the account at all, you will be withdrawing some of the gain every time you take money out of that plan.
Interesting.
And Casey, I also, can you explain whose name the account should be in? And if everybody wants to contribute, are there any issues around, you know, how to make those checks out?
And how much can you put in a year?
Another good question, yeah.
Yeah, so as far as how much you can put into it, it's subject to the federal gift tax limits, which is $15,000 per person. But the 529 plan does have a unique feature that the IRS allows you to front load it with up to 5 years worth of gifts at one time. Then you would subsequently file your gift tax return for the next 5 years. So you could really do 15,000 times five up front with all in 1 year. As far as who should own the account, that really depends on the personal situation and how you're planning on funding that child's education. The reason that I say it really depends is because if, say, for example, a grandparent is contributing to the plan, and it's the grandparent's plan, this will not show up on the FAFSA whenever the child goes to apply for federal aid. Mm-hmm. However, when they take money out of the 529 plan, it will count as income to them for the year, which will affect their financial aid. So it's really a timing thing.
Final question, Sharon. Are people putting too much money into 529 or for their children's education at the expense of putting money aside for their own retirement?
Unfortunately, people aren't doing enough of either.
Yeah.
But you should be funding your own retirement first. There's
first,
no scholarship
ahead of
for that.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Because there are other sources of payment for college.
Even now, most people are using their own savings, they're using scholarships, they're using financial aid to pay for college. Again, you cannot get a scholarship for your retirement, so you want to make sure you fund that first.
Do you feel the black community needs to be guided in a different way and do different things to improve our community ourselves? Then we would love for you to join our team at doitallinthemall.com to help guide our people to shop where they're important and where their money matters to help develop our communities ourselves. Nationwide, we've done it all, and we can do it again. Join us by going to the website, doitallinthemall.com, and fill out a contact form to be a guide in your community. It's free for you to help guide people in your area to shop where they're important and where their money matters. Let's develop our communities ourselves. Doitallinthemall.com.
And Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 9th, and you can shop through doitallinthemall.com for flowers, jewelry, apparel, vacations even, anything you need just at your fingertips. So you can go and peruse and say, hey, I think mom would like this, or hey, I think mom would like that. But hey, all we need for you to do is go and shop through doitallinthemall.com.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
You have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage as well as shows on demand on doitallinthemall.com. A special thanks to guest speaker, the Beatrice Crenshaw, investment specialist on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, but tonight's topic, investment, retirement, college funds. And to all of our Do It All in the Wall worldwide listeners, thank you for tuning in, because I know you all were out there listening. We look forward to you joining us in a couple of weeks on the topic of Think Wealth, Let's Prosper. And as Savitri had said, dreamers' goals and accounts and entrepreneurship. So leave your comments as you would down in the comments section on the shows that you have listened to. And please visit the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under the Let's Do It Radio banner, where you will find all of our speakers throughout the week and entrepreneurs. And you can listen to episodes on demand at your leisure, anytime, wherever you are. You don't have to wait for us to come on and go and check out any of them that we've done. And we've had done some really good ones. Last Friday, we had Lee Alston. He's our newest member. And we played music, jazz, soul, spiritual, rhythm and blues, spoken word. We had some church. The first hour was kind of church, but it was really, 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 really good. So please go back and listen to all of our shows. We had church on Sunday, and tomorrow we have Stephanie Whitfield Lott, our relationship specialist, and Thursday we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks, and Friday we have Vibing with Vitiligo with Perry Whaley. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters. And Let's Do It Radio has been, well, not Let's Do It, but Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years, and it's owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier, and it's a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores. So I know you can find something for your mother within those 5,000 stores. Don't say you can't, because I know you can. There's shoes, shoe dazzles out there. We have chocolate. We have flowers. We have apparel. We have anything and everything. We have jewelry. So please don't say you, I can't find nothing for mom. You can go through Target, Walmart, Kay's Jeweler, something, anything. Even maybe send her a meal. We have meals out there you can send to her. And so you can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. So make Do It All in the mall your shopping headquarters. We need you to make us successful. So please go out there and make us successful by shopping, perusing, looking. Donations are also welcomed as well. Click the donate button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and voila, make a donation if you like what we're doing. And contact us if you would like to be on Let's Do It Radio. Maybe you have a topic for discussion or would like to advertise your business. And you can do that by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of course, doitallinthemall.com. And the old-fashioned way works as well. If you want to hear our lovely voices, and those numbers are 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. So please Skype, tune in, listen, or talk with us at 845-241-9985 Tuesdays through Fridays with the following shows during the following times. On Tuesdays, next Tuesday, we'll have retired teacher Janet Schwartz keeping history alive. Her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And on the alternating Tuesdays, you heard Fabici Crenshaw, investment specialist, and her times are 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays, we have alternating Reverend Carolyn McCullough, who you heard from last week on prayer. And you have tomorrow, Stephanie Lott Whitfield with Why Does Love Hurt, our relationship specialist. Her time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And then Thursday, we have Hanging Out with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real. And his time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And Friday, we have Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibing with Vitiligo. And 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And last Friday, man, we had a treat with Lee, Late Night with Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music. He's internationally known, and he's very talented. And we had soul, jazz, spiritual, and spoken word. And his time being Late Night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sundays, you get to listen to our guest speakers. And first Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, we have Dr. Ralph Steele, who will be speaking this Mother's Day Sunday. And third Sunday, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And fifth Sunday, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please share this information with everyone you know on social media, by maybe talking to them when you're talking on your cell phone, word of mouth, because the bigger the crowd, the more we have. And I'm thinking that we can make Do It All in the Mall our Black Wall Street, but we can only do that with you helping us. So please, please, please help us by shopping through doitallinthemall.com. So as we close out today, I'm going to play Work to Do by the Isley Brothers. When you don't know what to do and you've got to put work in and find out what direction, go to Fabici Crenshaw, and she's under the client section on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. You can have a free consultation with her, and she'll direct you, guide you, as she did this evening with retirement and college funds and doing investments. And so once again, thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through Do It All in the Mall, found on the homepage. It's a banner on the right-hand side, and it's got this big old mic and looks like a radio station. So please click on that, and you can check out all of our past episodes on Episodes on Demand. And so this has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of Anais Lakhpur Design, broadcasting to you worldwide, all over the United States, all over the globe, everywhere and anywhere. And we have a special guest, Savitri Crenshaw, out of Atlanta. So please, please, please have a blessed night. And don't forget your mother on Mother's Day. It's still not too late to order anything for her and get it to her for Mother's Day. You may have to rush ship it, but you can get it to her on Mother's Day. So please be safe and be yourself. And remember, cast rules everything around me or around you. But just most of all, just do it. Do it. Do it all in the mall. That's what you do. You just do it. Do it all in the mall. Harmony Balls with dollar signs, making that money.
Every day is payday, swipe my card, then I do a day day. If I can sue a late day, I want a Kanye day, not a late day. So that's a no-no, I'm a make back and use a bubble. Combo beat like Drake, ayy, I already know what you're trying to say. I
my Michelle Obama. Shut your mouth. Boy, I think you know who run this house. I ain't thirsting for no bae, cause I already know what you're trying to say.
Obama. Next song, Cash Rules.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
You say cash rules everything around you. What about love? You say cash rules everything around you. What about us? You think cash rules everything around you, what about trying? You say cash rules everything around you, you're doing too much. And that's why you f***ed up, focused on the wrong things. You just trying to get a new cool with some loose change and a bad bitch. Could you just say it in one night, saying everything's okay. Spending money on some new shoes and a bad door just to look cool. Oh, you just do it for the night, you just do it for the night. That you want that wifey material, but you psycho, yeah, you serial. I don't why. Never mind. You don't get it, do you? You don't get it, do you? You say cash rules everything around you. What about love? You say cash rules everything around you. What about us? You think cash rules everything around you. What about trying? You say. You got a thousand excuses. You don't wanna be exclusive. Every day is a new mood switch. Lights on, lights off. Either you in or you out. Pick me up or hold me down. Leave your dirt on the ground. Cause you locked up in a cloud. You just do it for the like. Saying that you want that wifey material, but you psycho, yeah, you serious. I don't bite. Never mind. You don't get it, do you? You don't get it, do you? You say cash rules everything.
Now I told you, Miss Little, over the top. I'm at the point now, I'm over it. Is we over or not? What's the point now in holding it? I'm just holding the spot for the next man you're chosen to try to throw in the box. The cash rules the slogan. You and your feelings, you hot. Got you caught up in that feeling that when you feel it, you shop. And the feeling that I'm feeling is shot. Know how you feel about the guap? How would you feel if it stopped? Now you might think I'm taking shots in that good hood, but it's not. Just trying to eat up all the good before you spit in the pot. No, you don't care about the things that I got. You only care about me giving everything that I got. Okay.
You say cash rules.
cash rules everything around you. What about us? You think cash rules everything around you? What about us? You say cash rules everything around you. You're doing too much. And that's where you find
Notorious B.I.G. More money, more problems. Of course, this is the clean edition.
Sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop drop. Two mostly Gucci down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace. You know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love and luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around. It's a bet. Lay it down. Didn't know me '91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no hit deep. Me down, cooler, school me to the game. Now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Ooh, yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're taking down when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this a B.O.J. We don't play, mess around, be D.O.A. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spit. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. And holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya. Me and Mike to me. Bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch. Never that. If I did, ain't no problem. And get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, see B.I.G.B. flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Take my phone number, your man ain't got to know. I got the dough, got the flow down to that. Black and plus, like Dizak, dangerous on Trizak, leave you a Trizak.
Nerds! This year?
This year?
Oh, I've got money goals.
Use my credit card points to finally go on tour again.
Learn about 529 to save my son's education.
Invest in black-owned companies.
Invest in green companies.
Buy a place closer to my family.
Refinance at a lower rate and save for a basketball court in my barn.
Have a better credit card
than her.
Than her.
Whatever your money goals, we know the smartest ways to make them happen. Discover and compare the smartest credit cards, mortgage lenders, and more. For all your money questions, turn to the nerds.
You do it all in the mall.com. Nelly, ride with me. Must be the money.
She can be 18 with an attitude of 19. Kind of snotty, acting real rude. But as long as you a diggy, thick girl, you know the song. You know the song. I peep something coming towards me up the dance floor. I can't real, hey. She been peeping and I dig the last video. Someone that a week ago, how could I tell her no? Measurements were 36, 25, 34. Yeah, I like the way you brush your hair. And I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glare. And I can see you moving way over there. Vouchers on the boosters, bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Shopping with glass when the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me as a gas tap. Oh, that sick rain. Once again, he can't change. Every time I switch lanes, it feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, put the whip in my own name now. Get the change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the fame, come on. I can't complain no more. I'm the main now. In and out my own game. I'm getting pictures out of New Jersey. From Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. Can I make it right? I'll be on the next flight. Fan cast. First class. Sitting next to Vanna White. Come on. If you want to go and take a ride with me, with me, with him in the fold with the goatee. How many people straight out of the flow? Most said that I was a failure. But now the same folks that can leave the door. And I'm yelling, I can't help ya. You know, Nelly, can we get tickets to the next show?
Now that I'm a fly guy, and I fly high, wanna know why, what? Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Rain pro, but all wood. Do me like you should. We beat them studs, wishing you was. Popping like we... Sipping Chrissy Bud Mackin', honey in the club, me in the band, spicy Chris telling me to leave with you and your friends. So if shorty wanna knock, we knockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna pop, we poppin' the crisp. Shorty wanna see the ice, and I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fly when I walk, pay attention, see the ice and the glitz. Stir, know they diss, honey slip, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me a kiss, come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we dream with it in the fold with the goatee.
Yeah.
Must be the money. T.I., whatever you like.
Hey, Jill. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex on deck. Yeah. Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother, bro, joker, be quiet. Nothing like the old days, the end of the night with For the Love of Money, something that we all trying to get. Well, maybe not the love of money, we're just trying to get money.
Money, money, money. Got to have it.
Again, thank you for tuning in tonight for Let's Do It Radio, Think Wealth, Let's Prosper with Savitri Crenshaw on investments with the subtopic of retirement and college funds. So join us tomorrow evening when we are graced again with Stephanie Whitfield Lott on We Are One. What about the family? Part two. So she has more information for us on the family. So please tune in with us tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern, as we are joined with Stephanie Whitfield Lott on We Are One. What about the family? Part two. So again, thank you for joining us. Stay safe, be blessed, you know, and cash rules everything around me. So hopefully, you know, you have some cash that can rule you. Otherwise, it's going to fool you. So thank you for being with us. Have a blessed evening and stay safe.